Well, Peter, this morning it was cold. Mm-hmm. 35 degrees in New York, 30 degrees in Chicago, 22 in Minneapolis, 38 in Amarillo, Texas, and 33 degrees in Medford, Oregon. It is April 9th. But in much of the country, it still feels a lot like winter. And joining us now to talk about that is Dale Eck, who is the director of the Global Forecast Center at the Weather Channel. Dale, it's been one of the coldest first weeks of April on record in the Midwest. It's also been cold in the East. Why?
Yeah, well, what ended up, we got a shift in the jet stream pattern as we moved into the month of April, actually at the end of March. We had a lot of storms, snow through the second half of March, and it was all due to a jet stream dip that came down out of Canada. So the jet stream was actually coming from northern Canada down into the Midwest and into the northeast part of the country. So it is that dislodging of the cold air from the poles that brought the cold into the eastern part of the United States.
How unusual is that?
It's not that unusual. What we tend to see during the spring and the fall months is that the atmosphere is battling. The cold's trying to come south while it's trying to warm up. So usually during the spring, you typically don't get an average day. You're either going to be above average or below average. But what has been anomalous about this is that we have been locked in this pattern for several weeks. So everyone's just tired of it, and it's dramatically colder than average, and people are ready for spring to get here, and it actually is going to get here this week.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, it is April, and I remember a time when April was springtime, and this doesn't feel like spring at all, but when is the warm weather coming?
By the time we get to Friday of this week, much of the central and eastern United States is going to be a good 20 degrees above average. I think we're going to be looking at highs in the 70s in Chicago, Detroit, and even New York City. So we're definitely going to get a shot of good spring weather. The problem is it's not going to last. It looks like the cold's going to return again this weekend.
This cold, like we're talking in the 30s?
Yes. Yes. There's a pretty, there's going to be a, believe it or not, as we go through this week, there's going to be a strong storm coming out of the Rockies, and out ahead of it, it is going to warm up across the central and eastern U.S., and everyone's going to feel, oh, this is wonderful. This is terrific. And then a blizzard's going to come through the northern plains and the northern Great Lakes, and that's going to tap the Arctic air one more time. So as we head through the weekend and into early next week, we're going to be back down into these cold temperatures. I don't know if they will be record-breaking, but some records could fall once again as we head to next weekend.
Now, some people are going to be listening to this and they're going to say, isn't this climate change?
It is related to climate change. So when I talk to people about how, you know, you'll get these cold spells and people say, what are you talking about climate change? It's so cold. We're getting record cold, but there's just less cold to go around. So if you look at the whole, it's not U.S. warming. It's global warming. So the globe as a whole is warmer, but there still are pockets of cold, and those do get dislodged in the wintertime and in the springtime. And they, unfortunately, we had one that sat over the eastern United States for several weeks, and we're just all tired of it.
That's Dale Eck at the Weather Channel. Dale, thank you.
You're welcome.
So we'll get a little bit of warm weather later this week.